Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the next episode of the official Dom J Radio Show. To all my loyal podcast listeners, I don't know if y'all can hear it in the background, but it is raining. I figure I'm going to just keep trying these podcasts in a little different formats. I was outside live on set for the last one. For those that haven't checked out that episode, definitely check it out. Episode 9, Mayflowers and Summertime Showers. Give that a listen. We're on episode 10, and we'll be cranking it up soon enough. Once again, thank you for those listening on Apple, Spotify. For those listening on Apple Podcast and Spotify, or by whatever means, if you're listening on Anchor, the app itself, if you're interested in, you know, podcasting, definitely give them a look out. I got some live on set poetry coming next. Get into that and much more after this brief message. Good food, good life. Pure life begins now. That's why I drink a Nestle Pure Life purified water. A future full of possibilities starts by drinking pure quality water. Please be sure to empty and replace caps. Recycle plastic. The cap is a small part and poses a choking hazard, particularly for children. Pure life. Nestle. So I'm coming with some Amazonian, South American rainforest vibes. It's like overcast, storms continually throughout the day. And watching this dude go by on his damn go-kart. Little maintenance man. Anyway, hope y'all are doing well out there in the world. Hear the birds chirping. Very peaceful despite the rain. People don't really appreciate the rain, if you know that. You know that it's a crazy concept, but it's true. People are like, oh damn, it's raining. It just interrupts my entire day. People act like they can't drive because it's raining. It's like, yo, you realize we're on a living planet, right? Condensation, precipitation. You know, some people who believe there are weather machines that's controlled by human beings, and yes, we can create weather to a degree. If you haven't seen those videos on YouTube, but it's like ginormous box just creating these ridiculous cumulus clouds and whatnot. I would definitely check that out. It's a crazy video. It causes rain like miles and miles away. But I have a piece I wrote earlier that I wanted to read entitled Independent Bodies. What does it mean to be a true independent? Is it the idea of not being swayed easily? Is it the idea of averaging below expected social norms? Is it an ideal that lives and breathes like you? Is it a practical practice? Is it your ideas over your life? Is it living free of goaded guilt and strife? Is it speaking hurtful truths? Is it 32 flavors of kindness, PG-13 Baby Ruth flavored cream treats for the youth? Is it, above all else, embody all the above? Is it worth it? A flaw, you're imperfect. Independent bodies. Sports, unless you've been living under a rock, you know the Toronto Raptors finished off beating the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals. Kawhi Leonard voted MVP of the Finals, and it's really a great celebration for the entire state, well, not state, obviously, country of Canada, Toronto as a city specifically, with Drake dropping a couple tracks as well to celebrate Omerita and Money in the Grave. Both for some pretty solid tracks. Money in the Grave features Rick Ross, who bodied that verse. But that's what Ross just does on features, regardless of whose song it really is, if we just keeping it 100. But I don't know, the songs themselves seem more just like some songs he dropped versus songs to really commemorate the occasion. Maybe I'm off base with that, but they was just, yeah, these are cool. But nothing really I would consider bangers for the occasion. We got the NBA draft coming up this week. The Lakers pulled off the trade for Anthony Davis, sending Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and the 4th overall pick, and a host more of picks in the future, first round picks, to the Pelicans for Anthony Davis. And I think it's a good move for both sides, if we're being honest. He clearly, he being Anthony Davis, expressed he had no interest in going back and playing for the Pelicans in the Smoothie King Arena. And the Lakers had clearly expressed interest before Magic Johnson and Dell Demps and their whole debacle of that potential trade last season. We clearly expressed some interest in the man, so good to see both sides really come out of that essentially winning. Who wins in the long term has yet to be determined. Beep, 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 sports update. Since I last recorded my sports show, the NBA draft has concluded and Zion Williamson from Duke went number one overall to the Pelicans. So the Pelicans have a nice little team since moving out Anthony Davis. They got Zion, Lonzo, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, still got Drew Holiday, possibly Julius Randle as well. Things are looking nice for them. The Memphis Grizzlies picking second just sent their point guard Mike Conley to the Utah Jazz for a host of players and drafted their future point guard Ja Morant, the explosive athletic playmaking point guard from Murray State. No brainer there. And then the number 3 pick, the Knicks got RJ Barrett, Zion Williamson's teammate. And the kid's got some game. He's a scorer, not very efficient, but if you're the Knicks, you don't really have a lot else going on, so why not, man? Why not? After that, a whole bunch of other kids got picked, but they're looking like a lot of potential trades as free agency continues to develop, so we'll see if they end up staying where they're at. Litter boxes, toilet exteriors, tubs and shower walls, finished hardwood, sealed granite, stainless steels, got a mess? New 40% thicker cleaning, 2 times better Clorox disinfecting wipes can get the job done. They kill 99.9% of virus and bacteria, staph, E. coli, MRSA, salmonella, strep, kleb, kill cold and flu viruses, all of that with Clorox disinfecting wipes. Isn't life grand? I'm at a point where I think everyone gets to on their individual life journeys to where you've accomplished a certain number of things, you've overcome some obstacles, maybe you, like a high percentage of people, weren't born with a starting edge, the silver spoon, all of those good things, but there almost inevitably seems to be a point in time where everyone's life, you've reached a certain level of responsibility, personal accountability, independence, things of that nature. And then people want you to just start doing things for the sake of doing things for other people. Now that's different from charitable acts, acts of kindness, things of that nature, showing respect and deference. All of those things that are easily achievable and maintainable on a daily basis. You know, I always find it odd that, you know, I've been working out here in Florida for like 4 or 5 years, and even though Florida is part of the South, people are always taken aback because I'm saying ma'am and sir, opening doors and all of these sorts of pleasantries in my corporate America job. It's like, yes, I was raised to do these things. Just because I've moved out here to where y'all aren't as hospitable doesn't mean I'm gonna change me doing me. But outside of that realm of personal accountability and responsibility to better the world and take care of, you know, all personal responsibilities that you have endeavored upon, I think it's almost offensive to a degree for people to be like, you know what? I know this is what's next for your next phase of life, and here are all my ideas on what the hell you should be doing about it. And it's like, I'm sorry, I didn't know I had been seeking out counsel or really asking for advice. I mean, yes, I know there are different paths you could take, but damn, could I at least try to GPS my own way through it? No. No, that wouldn't be good enough, you say. Well, damn. I guess it's just a folly of my own personal learning to not reciprocate and not try to spill over into other people's lives in that aspect. It's a social paradigm of sorts, and I think it's similar to the morality versus capitalism viewpoint that I've discussed on this show in previous episodes, the ethics and social responsibilities that can be conferred or inferred on any situation you get yourself into, but really under the guise of how much does this cost? Whose pockets is this really hitting? Is it worth the time and investment, etc.? And those just aren't the sort of debates or, you know, inquiries, especially in my own life, that I'm interested in really getting into. So I don't know, man. Y'all tell me what you think. Is it really, as you get older, the responsibility of others to give you responsibility laden decisions and inferences of communication as to what you should do? I think that's a really, really interesting topic. I just ain't here for the shit. So if you've been listening or paying attention to the news, you may have seen a story earlier this week reading a headline as such: Trump administration argues migrant children don't need soap. Children in Border Patrol custody aren't guaranteed access to basic hygiene or bedding, the Justice Department tells incredulous judges. Now, if from the headline and subline alone, you don't start to think, wait, what is this, a real story? Oh, yes, yes, yes. I will confirm more details so you can really feel the gravity of it. The government is not required to provide migrant children in custody on the border with soap, toothbrushes, or adequate bedding, said a lawyer for the Trump Justice Department on Tuesday of this week, in a consent decree guaranteeing safe and sanitary conditions, the government argued, is too vague to be enforceable. The assertions left a panel of three judges for the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals incredulous, with one stating plainly, I find that inconceivable that the government would say that. Now, that may sound like a harsh critique from a judge, but really, if we broke it down, if we simplified this already seemingly basic aspiration of life to adequate bedding and a little hygiene for children, one would think, you know what? Maybe that is something that I don't want to tie up in the nuances of legalese language as to, should we be providing these children who we may forcibly be removing from their parents with adequate bedding, a little bit of soap, a little bit of toothpaste? Now, I really struggle with this concept, and it really enraged me because I was like, how is this even a thing? But then I remembered, oh yes, these are the times that we are really living in, where we're having these sorts of debates and judges have to come down and really just get in their ass about, like, yo, really? Really, my guy? You don't find that you don't find that a little concerning that you, even just as that lady, you know, the lady lawyer who stood there and had to say this sort of thing, you could really stand there and say that with a straight face, that you think it's too vague as far as the safe and sanitary conditions for children, that they should have some level of adequate bedding, soap, and toothpaste, while the entire deportation and, you know, process continues to do whatever it is it's going to do. I'm just like, wow, really, people? And I think the access to basic toiletries and sleeping conditions as temporary detention facilities are continuing to be operated, if these are the sorts of things going on as far as discussions, how is this not something that was thought of ahead of time? It seems, at least if you were going to be really enforcing these sorts of you know, precepts on to people, you think, you know what, all right, we're going to give them the little travel size toothbrush and soap, all them little toiletries in a bag, everybody get their bi-weekly or monthly sort of deal. But like, no, we're saying, you know what, maybe they don't really need them at all. Come on now, do better, America, do better. This next piece I selected fits the episode to a T, so I figured I had to put it in there. Entitled Random Propaganda, you can check it and more out on the official Dom J WordPress page. Again, this piece is entitled Random Propaganda. Be happy, but only to a limit. Live how you want, but only if they govern how and who is in it. The life paths that brought you together were pieces of a bigger whole, but hold up. Don't get carried away like the wind with bird feathers. They recognize what brought you here. But question future you and your energy. Energy for the next level. Good thing I never pray for man's approval or help to make me better. PSA, be careful with me. And there you have it, episode 10 of the official Dom J podcast. Thank you to everybody for tuning in. Episode 10, Fake Pleasantries, only in America. I hope y'all enjoy the episode. Thank you to everybody subscribing via Spotify and Apple Podcasts or however you're listening. Thank you. I appreciate the support. Please, if you're listening to this, retweet it. I'll definitely retweet that. You know what I'm saying? Trying to spread the word and get some people featured on here in the future. Definitely got that coming up as well. Be doing some traveling over the next few weeks, so be looking to hear about those tales in the future as well. So, as always, stay woke, drink plenty of water, mind your business. Until the next time, peace.